This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where total warrior women who have gone through absolute caca give you advice on how to get through yours. Today we are talking to Claudia Thompson, and we're going to get right into it. Welcome, Claudia.
Hi, thank you, Nikki, so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. So first of all, Claudia, in a couple of sentences, please tell us who you are, where you're from, and how you keep yourself busy during the day.
Awesome. So who I am, my name is Claudia Thompson. I'm originally a New York native, but I've lived in the Boston area for 13 years now. And I keep myself busy by, I'm in sales, actually. I am in the classic copier sales industry. But then I started about 6 years ago, a consulting company called Claudia Connects, which helps individuals and corporations really with networking on how to connect to reach a goal. You know, so if they want to get a job or if they want to advance or get a salary or whatever it is, just to put themselves out there and market themselves, I teach people how to do that in a more natural way.
Cool. That's fascinating. Sounds like you have a lot that keeps you busy.
So there's more.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Well, Claudia, can you summarize what you went through and what was the worst part of what you went through?
Yeah. So 15 years ago, almost 15 years ago, exactly to the day, I had filed for divorce. And 20 days later, I dropped off my son and my stepson to school and to daycare. And I ended up having a really pretty horrible car accident. A truck in front of me had a piece of wood fly off and go right through my windshield, and leaving me with 100 or so stitches on my face, facial lacerations, and a broken nose, and mostly a lot of trauma, as you can imagine. And, I had to have surgeries, I was out of work for a while. So just all of that at once happening to me really impacted me. And I was living in Connecticut at the time. And like I said, I'm a native New Yorker. So my family was in New York. My ex-husband's family was in Connecticut. So I didn't really have my close friends or family with me at the time. Of course, they came to help and support me, but I really didn't have anybody around for me. So it was just a lot to go through, for sure.
Yeah, a lot would be an understatement. That is a lot. That's like double jeopardy, triple jeopardy. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that with us, Claudia.
Thank you.
So my assumption, and it's fair to make, is that it takes an absolute warrior to get to the other side of something like what you went through. What for you, I know this was 15 years ago, but 15 years also sometimes doesn't feel like it's really been that long. What is the best thing about being on the other side of the two traumatic situations that you went through at the same time?
Oh, goodness. I think thinking that, you know, that those moments when you think you will never come out of it, the really roughest parts of it, and it's really, really hard. But knowing that, you know, once you're on the other side of it, it really is a miracle. And actually the things that you think about, you know, just in those moments of not feeling like you could get through it, and then being able to exhale and breathe easier. It is really extraordinary. It just makes you feel, I was able to really be more present, which is important as a mother, especially a single mother, to be with my clients, just with friendships, anyone I was dating, like just people that I was just connected to, I could be more present after getting through all of that. So I think that was the triumph for me, which was great. So
that is beautiful. I love that. Yeah. So Claudia, who are some other brave warriors like you who've been through something that was absolute caca and come out on the other side of it, and women who should be on my podcast?
Oh, my mom. My mom has got, her story is just extraordinary. It might blow every other story away. She was an immigrant and kind of like abandoned as a child. And now she's risen to, five different degrees in a company with 400 employees. So she's definitely somebody to talk to, for sure.
That is what I would call an epic comeback. I'm told. Yeah. I'm going to tap you for your mom's information. Wow.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Yeah. So now we've come to the part, the meat, where I ask you, Claudia, what is one piece of advice that you would give women who are going through absolute caca right now, and how to get to that other side?
Like I said, you know, there is another side. There's another side to it. And you come out much stronger. It sounds like, oh, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It sounds like just something that people say. It is absolutely true. And the other thing is that, you know, the things that you conquer, the biggest fears that you have, and you can conquer those, the other fears that you have don't seem as big anymore. And you can conquer so much more and accomplish so much more, you know, after really tackling your greatest fears and any insecurities that you have. I mean, now for myself, I'm in such a secure place with myself than I've ever been, you know, and I just feel so grateful. But I'm clear it's because of all of the things that I've gone through, you know, different relationships, you know, work struggles, anything like that, all of that stuff, parenting, you know, everything that I've gone through has made me much stronger and much more secure with myself, which was really the thing that I was missing early on back in those days. Yeah.
So it sounds to me, Claudia, like you feel grateful for what you went through, despite the fact that it was just so painful and hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think because it's a piece of me, I don't have to make it, you know, weigh me down like a victim, but I get to have that just to be able, because I'm very empathetic, and I find that this has me have more compassion. I kind of grew up not spoiled, but I grew up somewhat privileged, I'd say, to an extent, somewhat not. And I felt like, you know, this really had me relate to people in other situations and not judge so quickly. So I'm very, very grateful for the experiences that I have.
That's really wonderful. I would, I know that that's going to be inspirational to our listeners who are looking for something to hold on to, and to be able to have faith that they are strengthening themselves internally as they're going through something really rough. Yeah.
Yeah.
So finally, Claudia, for fun, Since we here are all about being epic.
Yeah.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Reading people's minds. Yes and no. I want to, because I still have this need to know. I've worked a lot on having to know everything and being in wonder and discovery. But my go-to would totally be like wanting to know what's on someone's mind, so I can just say, just figure everything out instead of having to try to wait.
Cool. Claudia, yeah. Thank you so much for being my guest today. Where can we find you online? You talked about a business that you started.
Sure. So the best place to find me is on Facebook and Instagram, and you could just go to Claudia Connects. That's my username. But Instagram is where I'm pretty most, where people can reach me, and they can DM me there and everything else. I find that I have too many different places to find me. Then it's people send me messages everywhere. I still have something on every platform, but I find that Instagram is the easiest for me right now.
Okay, Instagram it is then. So this is Nikki Bruno with Claudia Thompson with the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more great ideas on staging an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, go to theepicpodcast.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much.